Hello, you Aquarian gods and goddesses. April here from Real Talk Tarot, and I have your weekend vibe for January 21st through the 23rd. So let's get into the energies for you, Aquarius. Now you start here with the moon. So there is something hidden, something underneath the surface, okay? And I'm feeling like it could be a shared secret. Now, this is causing you anxiety and stress and sleepless nights here with the Nine of Swords. And this is over a partnership. You have the Lovers, okay? And right now you are feeling totally betrayed, down and out, with the Ten of Swords in your back, all right? So that is the current energy standing here in Aquarius. Okay, so let's get a little bit of clarification here. Spirit, what can you tell Aquarius about this moon energy for this weekend, please? What is going on with this moon energy for the star seed of Aquarius? There's an impatience or a frustration with the Temperance reverse around this secret. Okay. Let me get one more, please, Spirit, for the moon and Temperance reversed. Okay, this is something you've been thinking about, but it looks like you're coming out of, you have the Four of Swords reversed. Okay. So there's a feeling of some sort of liberation from the pressure of this frustration. Okay, let's get into this a little bit deeper here and find out more. So we have the Nine of Swords. So we have anxiety, sleepless nights, paranoia even. This is not a good mental state to be in for anyone. So Spirit, can you clarify the Nine of Swords, please? The Sun reversed. Okay. Now the Sun is generally a very good card. However, this kind of displays the shadow aspect, and that being the moon. So it's kind of a slightly dimmer energy here. Let's get one more on that, please, Spirit. What can you tell Aquarius about the Hierophant? So this has to do with a partnership, a marriage, an institution. Okay. A Taurus, that's the sign of Taurus. You have a Cancer, a Sagittarius, Gemini. Your next card is the Lovers, all right? So there again, this is a strong inclination toward a romantic partnership, a long-term, perhaps, commitment. Clarifying the Lovers is the Ace of Swords reversed. All right, someone's not telling the truth. Someone is either hiding a truth, denying a truth. Let's get one more in that place, Spirit. One more for Aquarius for the Ace of Swords reversed. And the Lovers. one more spot. There we go. Thank you, Spirit. The star. So that was a wish fulfillment or desire. Okay. All right, let's find out about this Ten of Swords. Why is this Ten of Swords here for Aquarius Spirit? Queen of Pentacles. All right. You're dealing with a privileged lady, someone who's stable, someone who's abundant, resourceful. Let's get one more on that. Queen of Pentacles, please. And the Ten of... This could be your significant other. And you feel stabbed in the back. Perhaps they somehow feel betrayed. Oops. All right, Spirit. One more, please, for the Ten of Swords and the Queen of Pentacles. We have the Seven of Pentacles. So you're looking at all the, you know, all the investments in the relationship. So again, if we go back to the beginning, if you have a shared secret, that's throwing a shadow on your commitment. And you may be concerned about the loyalty of your partner as well. All right, so let's get into some energy oracle cards. And we're going to look at the energies that are leaving, the energies coming in, and the transmutation of those energies. All right, Aquarius? So, Spirit. For Aquarius, what energies are leaving Aquarius this weekend, January 21st? Oop. All right, thank you, Spirit. What's leaving is sadness. Okay. Maybe there will be some kind of resolution, some kind of, maybe even you will just have to come to terms with something of your existing circumstance, okay? It is what it is type of thinking. All right, Spirit, what energy, what are the energies coming in for Aquarius, please? What are the energies coming in, please, for the starseed of Aquarius for this weekend, Spirit? Thank you. Faith. So this could very well be a spiritual test of faith. Okay, in your partnership, yeah, this could be a test. Your faith and commitment to this relationship is going to be tested. That's coming in. Okay, now, so how can we transmute these energies? You have sadness going out, faith coming in, okay? What will a transmutation of these energies look like? Or what energy is needed to transmute these energies, Spirit? Disruption. Okay, so now this normally wouldn't be a good card, you know. I mean, no one wants disruption or imbalance or conflict or anything, confrontations and but there may be some type of disruption that brings you two together. Like, even if you're not barely on speaking terms right now, there may be something that threatens you both, and you come together as a team. Okay, so that would be transmuting this disruptive negative energy into a positive experience. Okay, and one more, please, Spirit. For the starseed of Aquarius, let's talk about transmutation, Spirit, for Aquarius. Okay, so you have fear reversed. All right, so it's facing any fears that you do have, letting go, acknowledging that you do have them, not beating yourself up for that, and finding a way to transmute fear into something positive, okay? It's kind of like, you know, I always tell people to let your haters be your motivators, right? So it's the same thing with fear or any other unwanted emotion. It's not even, you know, that fear is a bad thing. It protects us, but it can also block our growth. So that is how you will transmute the energies, Aquarius, for this weekend. All right, so that was your message. I hope you enjoyed it. I invite you back again. And as always, stay blessed. Stay blessed and stay tuned.